Being Various, New Irish Short Stories, edited by Lucy Caldwell, Faber and Faber, 2019. Who's Dead McCarthy, by Kevin Barry. You'd see him coming on O'Connell Street, the hanging jaws, the woeful trudge, the load. You'd cross the road to avoid him, but he'd have spotted you, and he would draw you into him. The wind would travel up Bedford Row, from the Shannon, to take the skin off you and add emphasis to the misery. The main drag was the daily parade for his morbidity. Limerick, in the bone evil of its winter. And here came Con McCarthy, haunted-looking in his enormous suffering overcoat. The way he sidled in, with the long, pale face and the hot, emotional eyes. "Did you hear who's dead?" he'd whisper. Con McCarthy was our connoisseur of death. He was its most knowing expert, its deftest elaborator. There was no death too insignificant for his delectation. A 96-year-old poor deer in Tomengate, with the lungs papery as moth's wings and the map lines of the years cracking her lips as she whispered her feeble last in the night. Con would have word of it by the breakfast, and he would be up and down the street, his sad recital perfecting as he went. "Elsie Sheedy," he'd try. "You must have known poor Elsie, with the skull leg and the little sparrow's chin. I suppose she hadn't been out much this last while. She was a good age now, but I mean, Jesus, all the same, Elsie, gone." His eyes might turn slowly upwards here, as though in trail of the ascending Elsie. "She'd have been at the Stella Bingo often," he'd reminisce, with the whites of the eyes showing. "Tuesdays and Thursdays, until the leg gave out altogether and the balance went. She used to get whiteouts coming over the bridge. At one time she took the money for the tickets below at the roller disco, inside in the little cage. Of course that wasn't today nor yesterday." "Ah, Con, no, I didn't know her." In truth, he might have no more than clapped eyes on the woman the odd time himself. But still he would retreat back into the folds of the overcoat, like a flowerhead closing when the sun goes in. And he was genuinely moved by the old lady's passing. Con McCarthy's city was disappearing all around him.